Ladies and gentlemen, imagine a dazzling stage where thousands of spectators from around the world gather to witness a grand event, an unforgettable Olympic opening ceremony. It should have been a moment of joy, unity, and the highest spirit of sportsmanship. Instead, what we witnessed was a controversial display, even offensive to the Christian faith, stirring outrage within the global Christian community. During the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympics in Paris on July 27th, an event occurred that shook not only the stage, but also the hearts of millions of Christians worldwide. It was an unexpected moment when Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, a sacred artwork, was disrespectfully reenacted by drag queens. These images not only deeply hurt the faith and feelings of Christians, but also raised pressing questions about respect and ethics in today's society. Why target such a sacred symbol? And what does this mean for us, living in a world where mocking and disrespecting faith is becoming increasingly common? Today, we will delve into this event, analyze its controversial aspects, and learn valuable lessons from what happened. Let us explore and face the challenges of our times together to uphold our faith and spread the love of Jesus Christ in our daily lives. One of the most contentious points was the depiction of drag queens reenacting Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting, The Last Supper. The Last Supper is an artwork of sacred and profound significance for Christians as it portrays the last meal Jesus shared with his disciples before his crucifixion. This action was considered disrespectful and offensive, as the Last Supper marks the final moments before the most critical events in Christian history: Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. These events are the foundation of the Christian faith, and Jesus' sacrifice is essential for our salvation. During the ceremony, more than a dozen drag performers posed in a scene beside the Seine River, mimicking the image of Jesus and his 12 apostles. To make matters worse, a woman in a blue gown with a large silver halo stood at the center, further mocking the image of Jesus. This provoked strong reactions from many Christians, who felt that it diminished Jesus' sacrifice and the gravity of this sacred event. Even prominent figures like Elon Musk criticized this display, calling it extremely disrespectful to Christians. Another disturbing segment featured a man painted entirely in blue, adorned with flowers and fruit, and wearing a peculiar beard. According to the organizers, this was an interpretation of the Greek god Dionysus. However, it felt like a mockery of the sacred meal, undermining its significance and adding to the disrespect. The ceremony also included a bizarre tribute to Marie Antoinette, the last queen of France before the French Revolution. Performers dressed as her head and torso, adding to the strangeness and lack of respect that the Olympics should have displayed for unity and international friendship. This portrayal not only caused confusion, but was also inappropriate in the context of an event meant to promote unity and respect among nations and cultures. Finally, there was a portrayal that many believe represented the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. For those who may not know, the fourth horseman, as described in the book of Revelation, symbolizes death and brings widespread destruction. This character was depicted by an armored horseman riding a glittering metal horse across the water, adding to the dark and ominous tone of the ceremony. It is clear that this ceremony has caused significant concern. Using an event entirely unrelated to Jesus Christ to mock Christianity on a global stage is shocking. In recent memory, I cannot recall a larger or more deliberate mockery than this. We live in a world where people no longer fear God, where mocking Jesus Christ is becoming increasingly common. Reflecting on this event, I cannot help but think about the warnings in the Bible. In Matthew 7 verses 13 to 14, Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." This event serves as a stark reminder that the wide road of the world, where disrespect and mockery of faith occur, leads to destruction. Only the narrow road, the path of Jesus, leads to eternal life. This also brings us to an important question. Which path are we on? Are we living a life in accordance with Jesus' teachings? Or are we being swept away by the temptations and allurements of the world? We need to examine ourselves and ensure that we are walking the narrow path that Jesus taught. In 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, the Apostle Paul advises us, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test?" This is a serious reminder that merely calling ourselves Christians is not enough. We must live according to God's teachings and have a personal relationship with Him. A personal relationship with Jesus is not just about attending church or knowing the Bible well. It's about living according to His teachings, praying, and listening to the Holy Spirit. We must truly repent and turn away from our sins so that Jesus can live and act through us. This requires commitment and determination, and sometimes we have to face challenges and difficulties. Another point to note is that we should not compare ourselves to those who merely call themselves Christians. Instead, we should compare ourselves to the teachings of Jesus. We live in a world where many people follow a diluted version of Christianity, allowing them to live in sin without repentance, self-denial, or sacrifice. We need to examine ourselves, seek forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ, and invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. Only by living according to God's teachings can we stand firm against the challenges and mockery of the world. When we face events like this Olympic opening ceremony, we need to hold steadfast in our faith and not let such disrespectful actions weaken our belief. We need to stand up and protect our sacred values, while also spreading God's love and forgiveness to everyone, even those who do not understand or respect our faith. Finally, I encourage all of us to continue praying and keeping our faith in Jesus Christ strong. Let His light shine in our lives and spread to those around us. We need to live righteous lives and be examples to others so they can see God's love and kindness through us. Thank you for listening, and may God bless us all. Ladies and gentlemen, imagine a dazzling stage where thousands of spectators from around the world gather to witness a grand event, an unforgettable Olympic opening ceremony. It should have been a moment of joy, unity, and the highest spirit of sportsmanship. Instead, what we witnessed was a controversial display, even offensive to the Christian faith, stirring outrage within the global Christian community. During the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympics in Paris on July 27th, an event occurred that shook not only the stage, but also the hearts of millions of Christians worldwide. It was an unexpected moment when Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper, a sacred artwork, was disrespectfully reenacted by drag queens. These images not only deeply hurt the faith and feelings of Christians, but also raised pressing questions about respect and ethics in today's society. Why target such a sacred symbol? And what does this mean for us? Living in a world where mocking and disrespecting faith is becoming increasingly common. Today, we will delve into this event, analyze its controversial aspects, and learn valuable lessons from what happened. Let us explore and face the challenges of our times together to uphold our faith and spread the love of Jesus Christ in our daily lives. One of the most contentious points was the depiction of drag queens reenacting Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting, The Last Supper. The Last Supper is an artwork of sacred and profound significance for Christians as it portrays the last meal Jesus shared with His disciples before His crucifixion. This action was considered disrespectful and offensive, as the Last Supper marks the final moments before the most critical events in Christian history: Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. These events are the foundation of the Christian faith, and Jesus' sacrifice is essential for our salvation. During the ceremony, more than a dozen drag performers posed in a scene beside the Seine River, mimicking the image of Jesus and His 12 apostles. To make matters worse, a woman in a blue gown with a large silver halo stood at the center, further mocking the image of Jesus. This provoked strong reactions from many Christians, who felt that it diminished Jesus' sacrifice and the gravity of this sacred event. Even prominent figures like Elon Musk criticized this display, calling it extremely disrespectful to Christians. Another disturbing segment featured a man painted entirely in blue, adorned with flowers and fruit, and wearing a peculiar beard. According to the organizers, this was an interpretation of the Greek god Dionysus. However, it felt like a mockery of the sacred meal, undermining its significance and adding to the disrespect. The ceremony also included a bizarre tribute to Marie Antoinette, the last queen of France before the French Revolution. performers dressed as her head and torso, adding to the strangeness and lack of respect that the Olympics should have displayed for unity and international friendship. This portrayal not only caused confusion, but was also inappropriate in the context of an event meant to promote unity and respect among nations and cultures. Finally, there was a portrayal that many believe represented the fourth horseman of the apocalypse. For those who may not know, the fourth horseman, as described in the book of Revelation, symbolizes death and brings widespread destruction. This character was depicted by an armored horseman riding a glittering metal horse across the water, adding to the dark and ominous tone of the ceremony. It is clear that this ceremony has caused significant concern. Using an event entirely unrelated to Jesus Christ to mock Christianity on a global stage is shocking. In recent memory, I cannot recall a larger or more deliberate mockery than this. We live in a world where people no longer fear God, where mocking Jesus Christ is becoming increasingly common. Reflecting on this event, I cannot help but think about the warnings in the Bible. In Matthew 7 verses 13 to 14, Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." This event serves as a stark reminder that the wide road of the world, where disrespect and mockery of faith occur, leads to destruction. Only the narrow road, the path of Jesus, leads to eternal life. This also brings us to an important question. Which path are we on? Are we living a life in accordance with Jesus' teachings? Or are we being swept away by the temptations and allurements of the world? We need to examine ourselves and ensure that we are walking the narrow path that Jesus taught. In 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, the Apostle Paul advises us, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test?" This is a serious reminder that merely calling ourselves Christians is not enough. We must live according to God's teachings and have a personal relationship with Him. A personal relationship with Jesus is not just about attending church or knowing the Bible well. It's about living according to His teachings, praying, and listening to the Holy Spirit. We must truly repent and turn away from our sins so that Jesus can live and act through us. This requires commitment and determination, and sometimes we have to face challenges and difficulties. Another point to note is that we should not compare ourselves to those who merely call themselves Christians. Instead, we should compare ourselves to the teachings of Jesus. We live in a world where many people follow a diluted version of Christianity, allowing them to live in sin without repentance, self-denial, or sacrifice. We need to examine ourselves, seek forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ, and invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. Only by living according to God's teachings can we stand firm against the challenges and mockery of the world. When we face events like this Olympic opening ceremony, we need to hold steadfast in our faith and not let such disrespectful actions weaken our belief. We need to stand up and protect our sacred values, while also spreading God's love and forgiveness to everyone, even those who do not understand or respect our faith. Finally, I encourage all of us to continue praying and keeping our faith in Jesus Christ strong. Let His light shine in our lives and spread to those around us. We need to live righteous lives and be examples to others so they can see God's love and kindness through us. Thank you for listening, and may God bless us all.